Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and history graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 14, 1951, a political meeting was held in Church Village, St. Philip, in anticipation of the upcoming elections in December. Addressing the electorate was President of the Barbados Workers' Union, Mr. Grantley Herbert Adams, who expressed a little doubt that the Barbados Labour Party would win the upcoming election with a handsome margin, and for a good reason. According to the Barbados Advocate, Adams stated with unwavering confidence that the union stood on their promises and that every man and woman of Barbados deserved such representation to fight for better working conditions, wages, and lower cost of living. He lauded the growth of the union, acknowledging that it was initially an uphill battle to convince workers to vote. However, by this time, their persistence ensured that the Barbados Workers' Union was one of the most successful in the British Caribbean, having fought to pay the best wages to workers of the sugar industry. Their most admirable achievement, the introduction of universal adult suffrage, would make the upcoming elections on December 13, 1951, one for the ages. This made it possible for men and women, 21 years and older, to vote, regardless of race, which spoke volumes of the political progress made by the black population in Barbados in the century following emancipation. Having emphasized these accolades, Mr. Adams ensured to endorse the Labour Party's candidate for the parish of St. Philip, Mr. Darrell Da Costa Garner. Described as loyal and sincere, Garner had served in the House of Assembly for 7 years. Having his moment to address the electorate, he stated vehemently that while grateful for unwavering support, he was not sent to the House to keep his seat warm, but to do work so that your children and your children's children would reap the benefits. He reminded them of some of his past achievements while being a member of the Assembly, including settling a parochial strike and assisting young men who had been denied entry into the police force. With a newly enfranchised population of 95,000, the confident words of Mr. Adams came to fruition when on December 13th, the Labour Party created history, sweeping 16 of the 24 seats in the Assembly. However, this should have come as no surprise when one considers the progressive actions of the party and the Workers' Union, so discussed at the political meeting in Church Village, St. Philip, on this day, November 14, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.